That was the NBA on TNT. Marv Albert, Chris Webber, Reggie Miller. That last shot by Curry actually did not count. It was too late. It's not in the box score. It's not a missed shot. The Rockets won by cleanly by 3 points in a huge game four of the Western Conference Finals. Congratulations to Nick Burleson from Cyprus, who knew that Albert Ellis is the not only the Dynamo's leading goal scorer, but also leading assist man as well. So he wins the tickets. We're giving away that prize pack every single day this week at 7 o'clock. So tune in tomorrow at 7 o'clock, top of the hour. Ask McLean anything as well. Right now is your chance to win tickets to see Paul Simon on June 2nd at Toyota Center. Do you know anything about Paul Simon that we can ask all folks?
I've on my third hot dog in the last few minutes. Deets and Watson just dropped off hot dogs and deli meat and sandwiches and everything.
That's great
news. Do I know anything about Paul Simon? Yeah, I've actually been listening to Paul Simon.
Okay.
Did you say Paul Simon?
Paul Simon.
Well, John McLean's going to know a whole bunch about Paul Simon.
Yes, I would.
But I've been listening to their song America. Wait, what's this one?
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Honestly, John, would you say, I don't like that this song is one of Paul Simon's most famous songs. So it's like almost like a gimmicky little gadget song.
I never liked it. And by the way, that was Matt and Mohammed that dropped off all that food for you guys.
Excellent.
Yes.
So we thank Matt. Let me do a simple trick.
The linebacker?
Miles Mike.
Matt and Mohammed.
Where is Paul Simon from? What is his origin? 832-430-2946. When I say origin, I don't mean like his like ethnic background. I just mean like what city, where is he from, basically? 832-430-2946.
One you could have asked. You should ask what borough
in New York City is Paul Simon from?
Like anybody that's gonna answer that question knows that immediately. So yeah, what borough?
Yes, what borough? And if you win that answer, if you get that answer, you win the ticket to see Paul Simon on June 2nd at Toyota Center. So, John, you were at OTAs. We'll get to that in a moment. Your initial reaction first, though, your initial main takeaway from the Rockets' big win was what?
When the Warriors went on that run in the fourth quarter, they were able to overcome it with their own run at Oakland, where the Rockets had never won in the playoffs. That overcoming the deficit in the fourth quarter was what blew me away.
I agree, because you kind of had that feeling like the first half went really well, all things considered. Really bizarre start, got back in the game. Harden was sensational in the second quarter. They had the lead going into the half. And then Curry, I don't even think that there was bad defense on those threes, especially the first one that got it going. Again, it was like the shots that he was taking from so deep literally had flames on the end of the basketball, like you're playing NBA Jam. And I think the big theme, which we probably haven't hit on as much, but I'm sure it's going to be, because this is what's going to be discussed about the Rockets nationally. The Rockets showed people last night that they had something. They have something that a lot of people from coast to coast did not think that they had.
Mental toughness.
Yes. That, to me, is one of the major themes that a lot of people, especially with the way that game started, especially in the third quarter, people watching, if you're a dude in Kansas or Philadelphia or California or Montana or Wyoming, a lot of people watching that game felt like this team did not have the guts to come back twice in a game like that last night.
One of the reasons they got Chris Paul was to be able to overcome Harden, the stretches in which Harden doesn't score much, and that's why he's here. And I remember Chris Rousseau saying this on Mad Dog Radio, said this series would not even be competitive. And, of course, we all know what Barkley said after the first game. I watched the post game to see how much they're going to get, that Shaq would give him, or Kenny Smith, give him a hard time about that. They didn't say a word about it last night.
I have a quick question, because Landry and I did a Facebook Live, which you guys can check out, facebook.com/sportsradio610. What was the main theme of the TNT post game after the game?
All praise about the Rockets in the fourth quarter. They started and went over the whole game. It was all about the Rockets and the defense and Paul, of course, and just like you would expect it to be. No making excuses at all for the Warriors. All positive about the Houston Rockets, which is the way it should have been. Neither team's going to be flawless because they're both so good. Rockets defense, you know, stepped up, forced bad shots. And there was nobody who's going to stop Steph Curry when he was on that hot streak. You can't fault him for that.
John McLean is in, brought to you by Horn Solutions on a Wednesday morning. So one of the big questions this morning, how did Deshaun Watson look on day two of OTAs?
Well, first of all, he's been on the field with him for 6 weeks, and he's been doing
the same things,
yeah, since the start of the offseason program. And so it's like O'Brien said, he's been doing this this is his first time the media has been able to come out there and see it. He was wearing a brace on his right knee. When the music came on, he would dance around. And the reason they don't have him doing team drills is, you know, you can't hit, but guys will slip, and you don't want one of the linemen or backs slipping and falling into his knee. So much about it is mental. They want him throwing to his receivers. He's got a lot of new receivers like Kiki QT and the tight ends, Jordan Akins. Akin made one great catch, and so did some other receivers. But Jordan Thomas, the tight end, the two young guys, Jesper Weah and Vincent Smith, he needs to work with those young guys, which is important to him. And, of course, he's a second-year player. But if you didn't see the brace on his knee, you wouldn't know there was an issue. But they're not having him do any running plays, roll out. But he'll be 100% when training camp. They got another – how long until training camp ended July?
4 months.
Basically, but, I think it's right at two, maybe
so
slightly under
another
2 months.
Months. He'll be ready to go.
Is anybody – what's the closest anybody came to Deshaun Watson yesterday? Was it within –
Bill O'Brien.
What's that?
Bill O'Brien.
I mean, it was like, did any player come within 10 feet of him?
Yeah, no, they're steering clear.
The defensive line is just pretty much like taking three steps and stopping when he's out there. Okay, that's all I want to hear. That's all I want to hear.
His is all about the throwing to his receivers. You know, he did the 7-on-7, but no 11-on-11. He won't be doing any 11-on-11.
John, if I'm to understand, coming out of various Bill Belichick New England apologists, people who are under the thumb of the New England media Gestapo, it's no big deal what a quarterback does at OTAs. Like, apparently it doesn't matter at all. So why are they even out there? Because Tom Brady being gone, according to some Belichick lackeys up in New England, say it's no big deal that Tom Brady's not in New England.
You know that drives Belichick crazy. Brady's got new receivers in there, too. They like him to be working with. You know, because it's not mandatory, they can't say it publicly, but it drives them crazy. The OTAs are the most important thing of the offseason because it's the first time you can do team drills. You know, you don't go out, you don't hit, you don't wear pads, but still it's mental. It's not just jog throughs. And some receivers made some great catches yesterday. This is the most important part. And when you have guys missing for contracts, you understand it. When you have a guy like Brady missing it for philosophical purposes, everybody's guessing because he's unhappy with Bill Belichick, then I guarantee you they don't like that.
Well, that's my question, because Seth and I have a bit of a disagreement, I think, about this. I think Brady is just basically saying that he's annoyed by Belichick and being treated the way he has the last 15 years.
It's all about Alex Guerrero.
So it's all about that, which I guess kind of fits sort of into that whole realm of not being treated the way he wants to be treated now.
But it's all wrapped up, included in that, is that Tom Brady has played for less than the market value for a long time. Like, he's played for less than he had to. So, like, it feels like disrespect stacked on top of, I'm going to do you a favor, and then you're going to treat me like crap. And they're like, there comes to a point when you're in your 30s where I don't care what job you're in. And this is, like, usually cross-job comparisons when you talk about a real-world job to the NFL isn't valid for a lot of reasons. It's valid here. Like, say you're the best salesperson at your company. Yep. Like, you're just an absolute stud. You're awesome. You've been the best salesperson at your company for 20 years. And your boss is still, like, calling you in and dressing you down in front of the whole company just to prove a point about how, like, hey, everybody's equal. At some point, you get to a point where you're like, what am I even, you know, like, do I want to put up with this any longer? So I think there's part of that. And then especially the Alex Guerrero, that's like having, like, whatever. I use a certain sales software. I'm the best salesman in this damn company. I like using this sales software. But the boss tells me, nope, Seth, you're not going to do it. You're going to use our sales software. I say, screw you. You know what? I'm not putting up with this anymore.
It's not Brady and Guerrero. They understand that. It's other players going to him. It'd be like O'Brien would go ballistic if they brought in Luke Richardson. They changed everything over there on the weights, the diet, brought in different people, and say Deshaun Watson had his own guy.
Yes.
But then other players started going to him. When you want them doing what your people are doing, then they're upset because what they're telling the guys to do, they're doing something different with a guy you don't really recognize anymore other than with Brady. And so, remember, he used to be in the facility. Now he's down the street in Patriot Place where you can get to real easily. So that I think Brady's mad because of the way they're trying to keep players from going to Alex Guerrero as he does.
I'm kind of sympathetic to Brady's cause, just in that I understand maybe it's not great practice to allow your employees to bring in guys like that, but this is obviously a very special employee who's also doing arguably unprecedented things, winning the MVP of the freaking NFL at the age of 40, basically. And so I could understand. I mean, this
they don't have a problem with Brady and Guerrero. It's been other players and Guerrero.
Okay, so it's so they don't. So why? Okay, so Brady then has an issue with them having an issue with other players and Guerrero.
Yeah, and the way they've treated Guerrero.
All right.
If you watch that thing he did, what was Brady did on Facebook
first?
Live? Not Facebook Live. He put that series on
Facebook.
Tom Brady and Time and. And he spends more time working out with Alex Guerrero than he does with Giselle.
He gets that weird little that he does that little massage that they get. It's kind of uncomfortable where they're whipping his shin back and forth at a rapid pace.
All right,
he doesn't spend as much time as with Guerrero as
he spends
Giselle.
More
of his waking hours, I would imagine, probably during the football season.
Ask John McClain anything you want. Texans, OTAs, Rockets. I want to ask him a question in honor of Dale Robertson's tweet last night that I think we can have some fun with about great playoff wins in the history of this city. Ask McClain anything, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. Plus, 820, NFL owners continue to not have a clue. Regrade a sports minute in 60 seconds.